FGC, SAFE MA launched a film with aim of ending retrogressive vices, female genital cutting, FGC, teenage pregnancies and early marriages in Loita, Narok South Sub-County. While speaking in Loita High School in Narok County during the launch of the new film called Sarah, Sarah Tenoy, a project manager said the film will help in ending the cut among the young girls in the community of Loita and even in the entire county of Narok. Tenoy thanked the partners for coming together and fighting these retrogressive vices in the community so that the Maasai girls can also get their rights in the society. The Assistant County Commissioner Loita Division Boniface Mwenda said that FGC and early marriages is still dragging Loita community behind, adding that the filming methodology will act as an entry point to fight against the vices. The ACC added that the film will be introduced in schools so that it will help to educate the young learners and the community within Loita on the negative effects of the retrogressive vices to be able to end FGC. Loita is known in the FGC practices and by using such filming methodologies to fight against these retrogressive vices, and we hope to introduce them in schools within Loita to educate young learners, and through this the percentages will soon come down, Mwenda added. Further, the ACC urged the Council of Elders in Loita and National Government Administration offices to use film methodology as an entry point to fight against the cut in the community, hoping that the cut will reduce in percentages in the near future. Alice Kuden, who works for SAFE Kenya, said the filming aims to facilitate the ending of the FGC in Loita and in the entirety of Narok County. Kuden said SAFE Kenya helps the community to educate young girls to help them complete their education so as to avoid early marriages. The National Government Affirmative Action Fund, Narok County Coordinator, Joyce Musere thanked the Loita community for accepting the filming methodology in order to fight against FGC among the young girls. "Let's give our young girls time to grow, receive education and also enjoy their rights in the society," Musere added.